With a new private development still under construction going into the fall semester, 135 college-age adults were put out of housing, with a majority of them being registered USU students. Emily Wheeler is the news director for USU's Marketing and Communications Department and says the university wanted to free up as much space for students as they could.
Our housing office started to work to free up some additional spaces. And we recognized that those spots might not be equivalent to what the students who had signed leases off campus were looking for, but we wanted to make available as many as we could.
USU reached out to community members about possible rentals that would be available, as well as multiple complexes across Cache Valley. Complexes across Cache Valley were already full for the upcoming semester, and USU made accommodations for any available rooms they had. Katie Jo North is the executive director of new student enrollment and says adjustments were made in order to better accommodate students.
USU Housing really changed a lot of spaces available for housing. So they changed some private rooms to shared rooms. They had some spaces that were set aside for, you know, for COVID that they made into living spaces, really tried to take every available space for students.
USU successfully reached out to students who needed housing options. North says they did the best they could to help each one find a place to live.
We really did try and help everybody find a place, and whether some of those students moved to a next semester, some of them went online for a semester, some of them we found housing for, but we were able to get in touch with everybody that had been affected by that housing and able to help them in some way.
Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.